During this pandemic, there's been a resurgence in popularity for an old pastime, roller skating. In fact, the demand for roller skates is so high, there's actually a worldwide shortage, with large retailers and popular skate brands like USA-made Rydell Skate Company experiencing serious production backlogs while also being impacted by COVID-19.
We got shut down by our local governor, the state of Minnesota, at the end of March with COVID. And so we weren't able to produce anything or build anything. And so we were down for 5 weeks.
That's Bob Riggleman, president and CEO of Rydell Skate Company in Red Wing, Minnesota. Rob and I spoke back in May when the state gave him the okay to reopen. Founded in 1945 by his grandparents, Rydell is the oldest running company still making U.S.-made and imported ice and roller skates. Since May, Riggleman says his manufacturing plant has been playing catch-up, with some customers waiting months for their skates to arrive.
It's been a struggle, because as a normal individual doesn't really understand, is that not only does we have to increase our capacity to meet demand, but all the suppliers of every material that we put into these skates also has to increase their capacity in order to fulfill our needs. And then it goes one layer further. Their suppliers of the material that they build for us, those suppliers have to increase theirs as well. So it's like a huge spider web.
Riggleman says Rydell roller skate sales are up 10 to 15 times what they were before the pandemic. They also own the skate company Moxie, which sells pastel-colored skates, and those skates have become something of a cultural phenomenon that Riggleman doesn't see going away anytime soon.
The people we have promoting it and our company is pushing the Moxie brand, not as a fad of outdoor roller skating, but more of a lifestyle. So this is something you can do forever. You know, we're trying to build the best products available so that people love to skate.
Skating is a lifestyle that has taken a new life on social platforms like TikTok and Instagram, where hundreds of videos of mostly women are joyfully roller skating, spinning, and dancing to music. And for some skaters like Jasmine Moore, roller skating is more than just a fun activity. It's also a form of self-care and a protest for social justice. Moore is a Los Angeles college student who began skating a few years ago, and she posts video on Instagram where thousands of followers tune into her series called Skate Dial, where she chats with other skaters about fashion, political organizing, and of course, skating. Welcome, Jasmine.
I'm so happy to be here with you today, Tanya. Thank you for inviting me on to talk about roller skating and talk about all the things that I do with roller skating.
Sure. So, Jasmine, it's such a joy to watch you skate. You seem like you're having such a great time. You've said that roller skating really saved your life. What do you mean by that?
So when I say roller skating saved my life, I really mean that literally and metaphorically. I am a college student amongst, you know, the many other things that I do in life. And I, at the point that I found roller skating, I found myself a full-time college student, working part-time, feeling overworked and stressed. My mental health was really taking a toll, and I realized that I wasn't doing anything that was helping my mental health. Yeah, I was enjoying school and, you know, I was enjoying my job, but I just didn't feel like I had that substance. And I remember I went roller skating with a friend, and she goes, "You're really good at that. Why don't you have skates?" So from that point on, I went and I was like, you know what? I'm going to invest in skates, because it had been so long since I had invested something in myself. And I think as you get older, it's so important to invest not only in yourself, but invest in your passions. So I went out on a whim and I bought myself skates, and I have not looked back since.
You know, I actually grew up roller skating in Detroit. Shout out to Northland Roller Rink. But there's a really long tradition of roller skating in some Black communities. And it's really a story of segregation, with Black skaters being relegated to so-called adult nights. You say you want all people to try skating, but that they need to know this history. Say more.
So when I say that I want people to know the history, it's not only the good parts about the history, but also the bad parts of history. Like you said, a lot of this goes back to civil rights era. When you look at documentaries like United Skates and Roller Dreams, they really show the degree that racial tensions went into roller skating. A lot of the times people don't even realize that skate-ins, basically like the roller skate equivalent of a sit-in was something that a lot of Black social activists used to show their rights and to show that they deserve to take up space. So I think when you're looking at what it means to learn about the history of roller skating, it's not about just look at how cute these people look and their, you know, vintage looking clothes, but it's also, this was a way for Black people to feel liberated. This was a way for Black people to take up space. This was a communal space for Black people to enjoy music, to enjoy their culture. And I think that's something that can be really overlooked when we see the pace of social media and how we grasp onto different trends. It's very easy to overlook the origins.
On your Instagram series, Skate Dial, you talk about organizing and supporting Black Lives Matter. How does skating fit into this activism? Is it a means of taking up space?
At the time when roller skating, you know, experienced this resurgence, like I'll call it resurgence or back into the mainstream, it was around the same time that there was the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, there was the murder of Breonna Taylor, the murder of George Floyd. These moments of time that were engraved in the, you know, American conscience, these, especially the Black American conscience. And then when we saw roller skating come in at this very unique time where it gained popularity, they were at the very same time. So it was, to me, such a perfect opportunity to use the exposure that I had from roller skating to also amplify a cause that I saw as equally, or even honestly, not even equally, more important to me and who I am as a person, to bring Black Lives Matter and to tie that in as well. So many people, while they have their eyes on roller skating, they also have their eyes on learning how to be a better ally, learning what the Black Lives Matter movement really is, and just learning how to challenge their implicit biases. So as I'm, you know, using my platform to teach roller skating, I'm also using it to teach about how to be a better ally.
When I watch your videos, as well as all the things that you're talking about, I see that that is a mission of yours. I'm also struck by the artistry of skating and the music choices. You especially seem drawn to music across the decades. What inspires the videos you make and the music you choose? Who are you making these for?
All the music I pick is for me. It is very nostalgic to me. Like you said, I listen to music across the decades. A lot of music is music tastes that I've gained from my mom, from my dad, and just what has really inspired me to become a better skater. And as you know, I'm sure that music is also such a important aspect of roller skating culture. You know, through the 1960s and the 1970s with the popularity of disco music and funk music, that was also something that ignited the roller skating scene. So whenever I post a video, when the songs that I pick, you know, to curate my page, it's very important to me because I know how important the connection between music and roller skating is. So for people to be able to go into, you know, this roller rink and be able to dress however they want, skate however they want, listen to whatever music they want, is so freeing for someone who feels like they're experiencing all the tensions from the outside world. And I always like to tell my friends also that, you know, Black joy is, you know, my favorite form of protest, because so often we only see Black pain and Black struggle and, you know, Black hurt. And I want people to see that, look at my happiness, look at my joy, and let me share this with you because I want to share this with you.
Jasmine, thank you so much for this conversation.
No problem, Tanya. Thank you for having me on. I had such a great time telling you about the history of roller skating and why I'm so very, very passionate about it.
That's Jasmine Moore, a Los Angeles college student and roller skater. To see some of Jasmine's skate videos, visit us at hereandnow.org.